Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on June 28th.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
Clark Jolly is the conservative Republican we need as state treasurer. Nobody has more experience with state finances than Clark Jolly. Having received multiple 100% ratings from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Clark Jolly has a plan for battling Joe Biden's efforts to invade our financial privacy and Biden's attacks on oil, gas, and agricultural industries. Vote Clark Jolly for state treasurer. Authorized and paid for by Clark Jolly for state treasurer 2022. ClarkJolly.com.
Today's cattle futures market was actually pretty quiet for live cattle and weaker on the feeder cattle futures. June live's up 10 at 135.35. The August live down 50 cents at 133.37. October's down 25 at 139.75. And December's 20 lower at 145.20. The feeder cattle were down $2.35 on August at 172.50. September feeders down $1.77 at 175.07. October's down $1.55 at 177.07. And then the lean hogs bounced today up 237 in the July at 110.97. The August up 310 at 106.77. October's up 207 here at 92.35. And today after the close, there is a cattle on feed report. We're expecting on feed estimates of 101.6% of last year. Placements around 100%. Market is 103.2%. That's the Bloomberg estimates. Reuters, of course, and Dow have their own. But that's what we're expecting. Of course, we've been talking about placements of being lower over the last couple of months, and they have not done that. So the average guess was 100%. It's at 2 o'clock after the close today. Still no deliveries in the June live cattle. The oldest date is April 22nd.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Now, the grain futures actually a little bit stronger for the corn and beans. The wheat still struggled here. July, Kansas City closed down below $10. It was down 12.5 at 992.5. Today was the option expiration for the July grain contracts, and there's a lot of open interest in the July Kansas City wheat $10 put option, so it expired below that. So if you have those puts and did not get out, you would now be short the futures. But 992.5 there. July of next year is also getting a lot of attention, down 12.75 at 970.75 on that contract. The July beans up 17.5. November's up 8.75 at 14.24. July corn up 3.5 at 7.50 1/4. December corn up 18.5 at 6.74. Just gaining back some of the losses over the last four or so trading days. The cotton futures just continue to get hit. December at 98.05, down 3.96. If you go back and look at the high in the middle part of May, the high on May the 17th was 133.79, so about 35 cents higher than the current price in a little over 1 month of time. So big sell-off there for the cotton futures, and that is quite worrisome. Today's stock market is up about 680 points. Crude oil currently up about $3 a barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.